Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You mentioned it, but Andrew Painter, man. And seeing him come up and like possibly blossom into future ace, and then
okay, super important Andrew Painter question for you. Here, okay. You'll finish your thing, and then I'm gonna jump in with a super important.
No, it's all good.
I got excited about it because so I just saw, I believe he's number 13 on Keith Law's list, friend of the podcast or not friend of the podcast.
Close friend,
I think I saw him, I'm not sure, I saw him like top 12, something like that. I think on another list. Do you get excited when you see him that high, or does it bother you that he should be higher and he's not higher? How do you, as a prospect wonk that you are, and a intaker of all these lists, I mean, consumer of all that, you love to see where all these guys are ranked. Like, let's say for the Law one, Andrew Painter at 13. Is that like really cool that he's the 13th ranked prospect in the sport? Or is it like, yo, he's better than that?
So twofold. One is that, like, welcome to opening your eyes. Of course, he's a better prospect than I think. Grayson Rodriguez stinks. Like, I haven't seen it from him. Like, I don't like the mechanics. I don't like the stuff. I don't like any of it. So like, congratulations on finally realized that Andrew Painter, who like has walked under a guy per nine at AA at 19 and struck out 13 plus, is like a better pitching prospect.
Real so, quick, like, just for those who don't know, Grayson Rodriguez, prior to like these lists, like commonly accepted as the best pitching prospect in baseball.
It's absurd. It's absurd. I'm sorry. It is. So like, congratulations. I will say, like, it makes me happy. It does. But to be completely honest, like, it makes me happier than McAble's on them. Yeah. And
yeah,
then he's still,
yeah,
like,
I think it was at 77 on Laws, which,
because like, I expect Andrew Painter to be top 10 because he's like been talked about. He's starting to get buzz. Seeing Abel still thought of as in a high regard as good. And I saw, dude, Griff McGarry was at 51 on Baseball Prospectus.
51?
51. So
where was Abel on there? He had to be after 51, I would think, right? They have him ahead of Abel.
I think he was ahead of Abel, but I forget. I don't have it in front of me. But like, you know, it's just so exciting that all three guys are generating massive buzz. But my other point, just to like lay my cards on the table, like, if it was a hitting prospect, I'd probably be a little bit more excited.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just, because pitching prospects just kind of, and this is because I've been burned in fantasy baseball for like the last 10 years.
Tell,
like,
me about it, dude.
I never get excited about pitching prospects now, like, ever. So,
yeah,
so
the fact that Forrest Whitley just get like picked up off like waivers by someone,
like, I don't, like, I
admit, this guy was like the number one pitching prospect in baseball.
It's Lucas Giolito's fault, frankly. It's, yeah, all Lucas Giolito's fault.
He came around at least
eventually, and now he's, yeah, gonna get non-tender.
Like Kopech, like, then he's like had moments, but isn't good. You know, like, it is such a crapshoot with these guys.
Exactly,
like, such a crapshoot.
So I've just been burned by it for so long that I'm, mm-hmm, like, I'm really excited. I can't wait. I think he's gonna be unbelievable here, but it's like, if it was a hitter, it'd be such a different story, you know, because like, hitters, I feel like, just generally hit.
It's so much easier to project them.
Correct.
I will say, I really do believe that, in to your point, in playing 20 over 20 years of fantasy baseball. And, you know, I've been in, I'm in dynasty leagues. I've been in long-term keeper leagues, minor league spots, all that stuff. Having done a lot, and not to your level, you're a sicko when it comes to knowing the minor leagues and all that. But I will say, like with Painter, just not even just from partially from watching him, obviously, but really just from stats and looking at his profile and his resume, essentially, and all that, like, it seems like as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be awesome. Like guys who do what he's been doing at the levels he's been doing him at the age he's been doing at, like, they're usually pretty awesome.
Like,
they're
usually pretty awesome. Like, for example, Jeff Pontus, who does prospect writing for Baseball America, he said he's the best pitching prospect he's ever seen.
It's not crazy. It's not, again, you pointed out, and it wasn't like a ton of innings, but the dude had like a 12.6 K per nine and a 0.6 walks per nine in double A at 19. Like, you don't play in double A at 19 unless you're a freaking super. You don't even lace them up in double A at 19 unless you're like a superstar prospect. And this kid is like doing that. Like, if he had like a 3 ARA at 19, or if he had like a, you know what, if he was striking out a batter per nine and walking two per nine at 19 in double A, I'd be like, wow, that's pretty damn good. Like, good for you, buddy. Like, it's insane what he's doing.
Well, and to make it even, you know, get the hype train going even more, like, I guess he just started like throwing to get ready for like spring training and stuff. So, like, obviously you shut down your arm. Like, I always shut down from October to about January.
Basically the same thing as what Painter's probably doing.
Yeah. I mean, I had to get back up to 82.
He has one sub pitcher to another, you know?
Just guys talking baseball. You know, just baseball prospect, baseball prospect. I did have one email from the Cubs in high school, so it's absolutely no big deal to me. But
I got offered to tour Union College's campus for football.
Nice. You didn't want to go that route?
No, I was never going to play. I was more like a friend of my, a favorite of my coach.
A currency input.
Who went to Union.
Not a guy. But I guess like he's just recently started throwing bullpens in anticipation for spring training at Cressy. And if you don't know anything about Cressy, it's like, it's where they got Brian Kaplan from, who's like the director of pitcher development or whatever. So like the liaison in a way between the major league pitching stuff and the minor league pitching stuff. Well, things that smart organizations do now. And apparently he was just like sitting 95 already, like just already sitting 95 from day one. And in looking at like photos, he's already jacked. So He's the best pitcher. He's best prospect the Phillies have had, I think, ever. I mean, I know Cole did the same
thing. In my lifetime, this is the best one. I mean, he's better than Don Brown, who's, you know, he's the best.
Yeah,
he's the best.
He is the best prospect he's ever had.
I also like that he was there for the playoff games and stuff. You know, we saw him walking around that. Like, I just like that's kind of, you know, I like that he got exactly. It's like Reese is here and he's like, yeah, I spent my whole career and never heard anything. And then obviously just saw it. Like, he's like, you know, from his minor league days now, like we never really did anything, got there. So he's always like, oh, it's probably not really real. Like, I don't believe this. Like, Painter's coming up being like, I know what I could do. I know the kind of games I could pitch in. Like, that's cool. I think that's probably at least somewhat of a motivator.
Well, and people forget that I did say to him, hey, this will be you next year. So when he's standing on the mound in game six and pitching the Phillies to a World Series title, just remember that one man, again, like I just mentioned, pitcher to pitcher.
Yep.
We locked eyes.
I locked eyes. Yep.
Yeah. And you're
tall. You had to look up.
Oh, well, dude, he's massive.
I mean, I know. That's my point.
Huge.
Lanky's got it. It's good.
He's got it all. So, So I gave him a whole like little motivational talk. And I look forward to when they're making the parade speech.
when he's on the
float and he's going down Broad Street and eventually gets back to Citizens Bank Park. He's like, hey, I was here last year. One very smart, well-educated looking fan, said to me,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
See you next year.
And oh, you're implying that he would know it was Jack Fritz? He's probably like, oh.
I know. But I didn't want to get too
radio
cocky.
Radio superstar Jack Fritz told me, you got this, kid. Next year, that's you.
Yeah.
And it was all I needed to hear. It was really the if I had to look back and pick a moment, you know, where when he's accepting the World Series MVP, the youngest World Series MVP in the history of the sport.
Right.
I'm just assuming. And he, you know, hey, Andrew, can you believe it? Rookie season, you're here now accepting the World Series MVP. How did this happen? Well, Tom Garver. Tim.
Sure.
Tim McGarver.
He hasn't called a World Series game since 2013.
I was going to say Tom McCarthy, Tim McGarver, lots of people.
Probably Joe Davis and John
I Smoltz said Tom McGarver instead of Tom McCarthy. Regardless, whoever's in the locker room. Well, you know, I look back to that moment. It really just, it all turned for me. And Jack Fritz, radio superstar, said, you got this, kid.
Well, what people really forget is I also saw him down on spring training of last year. Walking around the ballpark.
You're right. People do forget that.
So it all came full circle at the Super Bowl, at the World Series. And,
Freudian slip there.
I know. Well, I can't, you know, imagine a city being in the World Series and the Super Bowl in the same year. It's like
it's unbelievable, Jack. I mean, like, in all honesty, like I started doing radio 11 years ago or whatever, 12 years
sucks,
ago, whatever.
Dude.
Right. I had one Super Bowl in 12 years, and now all of a sudden there's a World Series and a Super Bowl like 4 months apart. It is. Big fan. Do this
Andrew
more,
Painter.
Guys. Do this more.
Andrew Painter is going to be better than any Eagle. So that's my any Eagle.
Put up the poll. Who will have a better career, Andrew Painter or Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
Do you think it, like, you know, 99-1? Honestly, it would be a mistake. I think Hurts going to have an amazing career. Andrew Painter is going to be awesome. Like he's a pitcher, so he can't, you know. And like we talked about before, but like I legitimately, like to your point, if I had to stake my whatever, my house on a Phillies prospect before they ever threw a ball or swung a bat in Major League Baseball, this is the dude I would to this point in my life. This is the guy I would most want to stake my house on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!